During his briefing to the General Assembly, Mr. Banbury presented a slideshow depicting a geographic dispersal of the disease to highlight the challenges in combating the outbreak. He pointed out that in Guinea and Liberia, there is a marked improvement of the weekly caseload of Ebola, while in Sierra Leone, there has been what he called a dramatic deterioration.
And unfortunately, we have just passed the grim milestone of more than 5,000 confirmed deaths caused by the disease, and the real numbers are likely to be much greater.
Mr. Banbury said that one of the points stressed by government leaders during his travels is the impact of the disease across all sectors of society. Citing the UN Children's Fund, he said Ebola is not only killing people, it is also causing fear and impacting their way of life.
UNICEF estimates that there are more than 3,300 Ebola orphans, and I saw at many visits to Ebola treatment facilities, these young children orphaned outside the treatment facility where one parent had died, another parent was ill. It wasn't clear whether the child was Ebola positive or not, and it was truly a tragic sight.
Regarding the global response to Ebola, Mr. Banbury said that ANMIA needs more staff to be deployed to the districts to work where the disease is.
In terms of the broader response, what's needed most are, as we adjust our strategy to the geographic dispersal of the disease, we need more Ebola treatment facilities, smaller ones, but more located in a dispersed manner, more community care centers, more partners on the ground to staff these centers, particularly giving the critical management skills to safely manage these facilities. We need greater mobility for the teams, and we need money to pay for it all.
Dr. David Nabarro, the UN Special Envoy on Ebola, stressed the need to support the governments of the affected countries.
The governments are telling us that they would like us to be looking at the longer-term issues at the same time as focusing on the most immediate challenges. And that, I believe, is extremely important because the long-term is now, unless the response can at the same time be focusing on capacities for the future, I believe that it will not be quite at the level that is needed.
Dr. Nabarro said there is need to continue to mobilize the resources needed for the sustained efforts against Ebola. He also stressed that any emergence of stigma related to Ebola should be opposed. Derek Mbata, United Nations.